Most people think CPF just locks your money up until you are an old ape or old ama, then starts giving you money payouts from 65 years old. But what many don't realize is that you can actually withdraw money from CPF after you turn 55. So at 55, what happens is that CPF will create your retirement account and transfer up to the full retirement sum into it. Once that is set aside, anything left in your OA is fully withdrawable. This effectively turns your CPF OA into a 2.5% to 3.5% high interest savings account that you can access anytime. However, if you haven't met the FRS, then no matter how much you have, you can only withdraw up to $5,000. But if you own a property that can last you till at least age 95, you can actually pledge it to CPF and only set aside the basic retirement sum, which lets you withdraw even more money. But of course, this also means that you will end up with less CPF life payouts after 65. Now, at 65, you can withdraw up to 20% of your RA, excluding any cash top-ups, CPF transfers, and government grants, less $5,000. But here's the important part. This 20% withdrawal must be done before CPF life starts. Because once CPF life begins, the money gets converted into annuity premiums and can't be withdrawn anymore. And here's a hack. If you have already matched FRS at 55, you can top up 20% into CPF RA, earn 4% interest for 10 years, then withdraw 20% at 65, effectively turning your CPF RA into a 10-year fixed deposit. In short, CPF doesn't just lock your money. If you understand the rules, it can actually reward you for playing it smart.